UFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. She was convicted of swindling investors out of nearly $1 billion for what she claimed was a groundbreaking blood test. It wasn't. Now she's going to prison.
She claimed to have developed a test that could use a few drops of blood to detect hundreds of diseases, but it turned out to be a complete fraud. Now Elizabeth Holmes is on her way to prison. She was sentenced to just over 11 years for her involvement. For a time, the company, Theranos, became a golden child in the wild world of Silicon Valley, with its value at one point reaching around $10 billion. During her trial, witnesses said Holmes ignored evidence that her claims were wildly overstated. Among investors in the company were Rupert Murdoch and the Walmart family. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
You'll be hearing the name Jack Smith a lot. He's the new special counsel overseeing two federal investigations involving former President Donald Trump, Attorney General Merrick Garland.
That appointing a special counsel at this time is the right thing to do. The extraordinary circumstances presented here demanded.
CBS's Nicole Skanga has a reaction from the Trump camp.
A spokesperson for Mr. Trump saying, quote, this is a totally expected political stunt by a feckless, politicized, weaponized Biden Department of Justice.
White House officials say the president knew nothing about it. Just in from Fulton County, Georgia, a judge has ordered the state to allow in-person early voting a week from tomorrow for the U.S. Senate runoff. In Western New York, the snowplows keep on coming because the snow won't stop. Erie County Public Works Commissioner William Geary.
Snow's coming down at a rate of 4 to 5 inches an hour. The other part is this is really water latent type snow, so it's extremely heavy, but underneath the snow is a sheet of ice.
Two people have died after overexerting themselves shoveling snow or pushing snow blowers. There's new information about the murders of four University of Idaho students. CBS's Christina Ruffini is in Moscow, Idaho.
CBS News has learned that some of the four college students who were killed in their off-campus housing were found in their beds, and the bodies were discovered on both the second and third floors.
Law enforcement still hasn't identified a suspect. Taylor Swift says she's more than angry after the Ticketmaster meltdown that forced the company to stop selling tickets for her next tour. CBS's Nikki Batiste quotes from the singer's Instagram post.
It's excruciating for me to just watch mistakes happen with no recourse. She added, we asked them multiple times if they could handle this kind of demand, and we were assured they could.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 199 points. The Nasdaq gained one. This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Fly your team flag.
Down he goes, another sack.
Cue up, jump around, and rep your Cardinal and white Bucky gear.
He's gone, all the way.
It's Badger football.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Let's go.
6 more on the board for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin battles Nebraska for the Freedom Trophy in Lincoln. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Snow likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 13, winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 21, cloudy skies expected. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 3 above. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Obnoxious. I find so many angles of this obnoxious.
All right, punch him out, and I'm going to go to jail, and I'm going to be happy.
I shouldn't have said it like that.
In a case like this, squishing would actually be fun.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Good morning. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin in Waukesha, Wausau, Oshkosh, Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, and Madison. I'm your host today, Philip Morris, filling in for our wonderful Kristen Bry, who is hopefully somewhere on some sand and sun and not what we have here in good old Waukesha.
Yeah, that was the plan. I think they're doing beachy things.
I hope so. I hope they're doing wonderful, whatever beachy things that you can possibly do on a day like today. What are we at? A whopping 24 degrees.
Yeah, it's cold.
Jane, how are you?
I am excellent, Philip. I'm so glad to see you again. And I told you before we got into the studio, we worked together once before.
We did.
And it was like the first couple shows that I produced for Kristen.
Yes.
And I was so nervous and so overwhelmed, I barely have any memory of that whatsoever.
Oh, good, because that nervous and overwhelming feeling, that's what I have right now.
I hear you. So I feel it. You're going to be great.
We're going to do it. We're going to survive. We're going to thrive. And we're going to have some fun here on this, what I'm going to call a very random Friday of goodness. We have no guests other than yourself and myself, truly. And we're going to have some fun with it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, lots of things to talk about.
We got lots of things to talk about. Lots of stuff happening around the state, around the country, and, you know, life goes on. So we're going to keep doing those things. And, you know, quick intro here for anybody that missed me the last time. I would say Kristen and I go way back, but we really don't. What's funny is, in this small world of Wisconsin, my wife and Kristen go way back. They played basketball back in high school in Madison years ago.
Seriously.
And it's the world is only so big.
Yeah, it's teeny.
Here I was thinking that I had this, you know, wonderful celebrity friend and, you know, radio and podcast host here, and I was bragging all about it. And then she goes, no, I've known Kristen forever. And I'm like, well, go ahead and just deflate my balloons already. I guess I'm nobody special. I'm just another random person.
Oh, that's not true.
But no, it's all right. It's all right. But we are going to have fun. Like I said, we're going to talk about some things here in this hour. We're going to get some things right off the bat here. I said some things that we're seeing out here. Lots of changes, lots of stuff happening there in Washington. Nancy Pelosi.
Yes.
And I know you know what's going on.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you. It's going to be an interesting time in Washington. You know, I'm seeing these things and what they're talking about, you know, her successor and all the things that are changing and going on. But I can't help but think we had so much fun all these years. Nancy getting stuff done, you know, as they say, smashing heads and taking names and going about her business only way she knows how. And I don't think she's stepping out and going to disappear. You know, she's a lifer when it comes to politics and in the good old D.C. So she's still going to be very behind the scenes and getting stuff done. But we're going to talk a little bit about a gentleman that's, he's not new on the scene, but Hakeem Jeffries, who's apparently a potential lock to succeed Nancy as leader of the House and really going to be, as I say, leader of the people in some sources. Democrats are poised and looks like they're going to pick him as the successor, but we'll see what happens. But I think if she does relinquish leadership, she's had a stronghold for more than 20 years. And I said, so he's got big shoes to fill. And so I think that, you know, he's going to have to be the next face of the next generation. And he's got to be big, bold, and do all the things that have to be done to continue pushing us forward.
It's just going to be so interesting, Philip, because Nancy had such a particular style. You know what I mean? And she wielded a hammer, but she did it wearing pearls and heels. Mm-hmm. And she was never yelly, even when she was perhaps perturbed. And Dan Schaefer and I talked about this yesterday. If you were part of her caucus and you were going against her, and she would probably call you into her office and she would tell you how disappointed she was in you, which would be like worst thing that you could hear. And so her successor, it's going to be a tough role to fill.
That's right.
You know?
You know, and I think about that, you know, it's not like this is a unknown. You know, Hakeem Jeffries has been around. You know, he's a big name there in between Brooklyn, Harlem, and all over New York, obviously. He's got incredible political experience. You know, he's been there for the District 8 there since 2022, but he was the chairperson of the House Democratic Caucus. You know, he's on the Budget Committee. I think there's not a committee that he hasn't been on. So when you talk about his legislative experience that between the committees, you know, the Budget Committee, the Judiciary Committee, the Antitrust Subcommittee, Commercial, Administrative Law, you name it, he's touched it. He's been apparently highly successful. And then when you get on there looking at the list of caucuses and the former committees, that list goes on and on. So I am very excited to see where we go, what we do, and the type of leadership. If he is the one, where we go with that?
Yeah, I don't know that. I mean, I know of him, but as you said, I am not terribly familiar with him. Whoever it's going to be, again, they've got their work cut out for them.
That's right.
She was able to accomplish some pretty remarkable things over the course of her career as Speaker. And I also give her an enormous amount of credit for stepping down.
That's right. You know, they talk a lot about, and I say the theys, it's all the talking heads from left to right on, you know, stepping to the side and letting the next generation come forward. And, you know, Nancy is no spring chicken, but she's not out to pasture just yet. She's got a lot of things that I'm sure she'll get done in the private sector, as well as, you know, along the lines, back and forth, helping out in the political arena. I said, but Hakeem Jeffries is also, he's not some 30-year-old, he's not some 40-year-old, he's 52.
Yeah.
He's very seasoned. He had a very strong law background. He's very educated, you know, come through some great education systems there in New York. And he's, again, I tell people all the time, you cannot have a disconnect with the next generation, but that next generation has to have a middle ground. So if you're talking about those millennials and those Gen Zs and where they're going to strive and aspire to be next, I think they've got to have that torch gets patched down from Pelosi to potentially Jeffries. And then I think he's going to be in that lens and has some time there where he's going to be thinking about where do we go next and who are we grooming for the next spots, not 20 years from now, not 30 years from now, but here over the next decade, because between now and what do we got? 2023 coming up. Between now and 2033, there's a lot of things that are going to change in our world. You know, we're going to talk about some of those here today, but there's a lot of things that are going to happen, and you're going to have that civic leadership from the bottom to the top that really cares about where we're going.
I've got a bunch of sound, Philip, from Nancy Pelosi, different clips from her over the years. This is Nancy Pelosi talking to MSNBC about what it was like when she was first elected to Congress.
It's been with great pride in my 35 years in the House I have seen this body grow more reflective of our great nation, our beautiful nation. When I came to the Congress in 1987, there were 12 Democratic women. Now they're over 90, and we want more. The new members of our Democratic caucus will be about 75% women, people of color, and LGBTQ. And we have brought more voices to the decision-making table.
Nancy Pelosi, I'm sorry, that was during her speech announcing that she was stepping down yesterday. You know, it's great that we went from 12 to 90. That's not that many in 30 years.
That's right. And, you know, it's funny, it said at the beginning of that, and I had to chuckle a little bit. I said, she came in 1987. I got here in 1982. And so I'm like, Nancy, whether I knew it or not, at those younger ages, you know, when you're in elementary school, middle school, even high school, unless you're a part of student government and you're really paying attention or your parents are really paying attention, you don't think about who's in place, you know, as you're coming, you know, really into the world after you've had your first steps, after you've had your, you know, your first whatever.
Right.
You turn in 5, 6, 7, 8. I think about it now. I've got a 7-year-old. And so potentially Hakeem Jeffries or whoever's next could be here their entire life. This is all they know. And the things that they do, say, the rhetoric that they create, the legislation and the policies that they pass will really affect them. So that makes me, as that parent, I have to think about those things very closely of, oh my gosh, okay, we really have to make sure we get it right, because I worry day and night that I'm going to screw it up for the kids, let alone somebody that's far away in D.C. doing their other things, making policy and things that are going to affect us here in Wisconsin, or if we moved out to California, doesn't matter where we are. I think those are ones where we got to have a lot of faith in those people, and we got to see the changes, like you said, going from that small number to a much larger number. It's not that much in 30 years.
No, it's not.
So we want to make sure we're seeing those things happen a lot more, being intentional with those pieces, the people that we put in place and the people we vote for.
This is one of my favorite sound clips, Philip. This happened on January 6th when the attack was going on at the Capitol, and Speaker Pelosi was told that then President Trump wanted to come to the Capitol, and this is what she had to say.
They told him they don't have the resources to protect him here. So at the moment, he is not coming, but that could change.
Oh, he comes. I'm going to punch him out.
This is my home. I would pay to see that.
I've been waiting for this, for trespassing on the Capitol grounds. I'm going to punch him out, and I'm going to go to jail, and I'm going to be happy.
Secret Service said they have dissuaded him from coming to Capitol Hill. They told him they don't have the resources to protect him here.
Yep, she's going to punch him out.
Well, and tell me how you really feel.
And she was asked about this. This, I believe, is the cut from MSNBC, if she really would have punched him.
On the day of the riot, you said that if he led the rioters and came up to the Hill, you would have punched him out.
That's right. I don't even like to talk about him because it's really a tragedy for our country.
But you did say you would have punched him out.
I would have punched him out.
Your anger.
I said I would have punched him out. I would have gone to jail and I would have been happy to do so.
Would you have done
for
it?
Our country? He wouldn't have had the courage to come to the Hill. He's all talk.
Oh my gosh, I tell you what.
Ding!
Oh, it is what it is, you know, and I actually believe her. I believe that she would have done it, and yes, she would have uphold, you know, let the law do its thing.
Yes.
She would have gone to jail. She would have been the most popular inmate in the history of politics. I don't discount that.
But I it's hard to disagree with her on whether or not that person would have had the intestinal fortitude to actually do something like that.
That is a fact. And you know what? Call it what it is. I said she's going to call it out. And you know what? He could say what he would have, could have, should have done. And, you know, we know all the names that he's called all the women around there. So I think it's one of those take it. It's one of those F around and find out moments.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we got time for maybe, wow, we got time for maybe one more. This is her interview on 60 Minutes. The year before, this is 2006, she was elected as speaker in 2007.
Making the, here we call it the marble ceiling. This makes glass look like nothing. This is a marble ceiling.
Right.
The Democrats are going to.
And breaking it, she says, would help all women.
Onward! I believe if I become Speaker of the House and in that highly visible role, show the American people that women know how to use power, that I think it helps all women in the political process or whatever field they're in, but I think it will be a plus.
All right. You know, and she's right. It will be a plus. And again, we may not see someone that's like her in a long time, but you know what? The legacy that she's going to leave behind, the breadcrumbs and the seeds that she's planted with these young legislators, when you think about those AOCs and all those, it's only going to make them stronger for the future.
Absolutely. You can't aspire to something if you don't see your own representation, right?
That's right. Absolutely. And so if you can't see it, you can't be it. And so it sounds like we're going to be going to a break here shortly. And so we'll be back after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin on Civic Media Network.
I simply must go.
Maybe it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
Maybe it's cold outside.
The welcome has
how
been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at the storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look
my
delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon the tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
big. Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette.
More. Never such a blizzard before.
Gotta get home.
Maybe you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been great.
I
grand.
Thrill when you touch my
but
hair.
Don't you see?
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
All right, and we are back. You know, I love coming back. These intros and these outros are just really, I just love these because it makes me feel like I'm a real professional in the radio world.
Well, you are a professional.
Oh, I'm here with you, Jane. I know all about your history and your past. So I know, and I'm a big fan. And it leads me right here. That music that you had coming back in with Taylor Swift, it's, you know, I don't know if you're, I'm not a Swiftie. I'm not a Taylor Swift fan per se. I know the songs. How about you? Do you listen to any of her music?
Very rarely. I mean, I love her upbeat stuff. I've told Kristen this. I'm not a ballady person. Ballads make me depressed. I have to be really, really, really sad to listen to a ballad. So I like some of her upbeat stuff. I really respect her songwriting ability.
I tell you, you know, she does have a way with words and that pen and paper. You know, that is definitely her weapon of choice of turning whatever she's feeling, whatever she's going through into that next big hit.
Yeah.
But I tell you, there's some obsession about it. And I talk about this and I have to link it back to, you know, forward to your era, to my era, and then those that are younger, the fandomonium. You know, I think about the old school stuff. You know, when you talk about the Untouchables, like the Grateful Dead and the Deadheads. And then you've got the Jimmy Buffett, the Parrotheads. You know, those are a very specific group that have outlived a lot of big name bands and big name acts. I wonder, I said, will Taylor Swift be one of those? You know, everything that's going on with this whole Ticketmaster scandal and potential lawsuits and all these things of people not getting there, and people are injuring themselves and hurting other people's to get to these concerts. And we see all the things that are happening out there with these big, big, big shows at these arenas and these stadiums. And I said, it makes me wonder, you know, these fan bases are a little scary at times.
Yeah.
You know, you look at it, and I look at the current top three out there. I said, you've got, you know, Beyonce and the Beehive. You know, she's got 113 million fans worldwide.
Wow.
But then she's got the Beehive is, you know, 17,000 strong. You can't say anything negative about Beyonce because you have to commit and take everything that comes with it, whether it's Twitter, via email. They're going to come after you. It's game over. And so, you know, I wonder, like, did the Grateful Dead, did their fans do that? If you had something negative to say or you didn't like them or you had a comment or an opinion, did they come after you like they're doing here in kind of today's world?
No, they were way too mellow.
That's right.
I'm like, what has happened? Philip.
I'm like, we've forgotten what a chill pill is, apparently. You know, and Taylor Swift, the Swifties are the same. She's got 1.4 million. And I say these are younger, and I can't say that they have, you know, jobs, or I don't know who they are,
right.
But they're of all ages, of all colors, all shapes, sizes. I said, but then she's got 12 to 15,000 strong in her Swifties that you can't say anything negative about Taylor Swift anywhere. Otherwise, they will march. They will find you. It's like the ones that are the saviors to the Free Britney crowd. And now I guess the ones with the Jessica Simpson crowd. And I'm good with that. You know, it's like, gosh, you can't have a conversation. People don't know to mellow out. They don't know to chill out. If you say something negative, you are on the list. And the cancel culture is way too strong. And I don't want to be shut down for anything. So I promise you, on the radio waves here at the Shaw, we are not saying anything negative about Taylor Swift. But it makes me wonder here, you know, when you get to these pieces and these places, you know, and the new one that's on there. And I don't know if you listen to her because it's a little too much for me sometimes. But Cardi B and the Barty Gang. You talk about another 137 million strong with, you know, thousands upon thousands that are empowered women. You know, when you really look at it, of all levels, this is just the new way. This is the new Rosie the Riveter behind the airwaves that have a social following that is like none other. And I said, I know that they're not in a voting block or anything like that, but could you imagine the power that you talk about 400 million strong around the world and what they could do?
That's really interesting that you phrase it that way. And there are women in country who also, I believe, have the same amount of influence. Gosh, they could take over the world.
You know, women do run the world. You know, they started it and they're here. And I know my place. I'm going to step to the side because I'm not going to say anything. I don't want to walk out on the street here in Waukesha and end up with I won't call them a mob or just a group of empowered women looking for me and, you know, trying to find me outside my car.
I think the biggest issue, obviously, for any artist is their ability to reinvent themselves and mm-hmm. change a little bit. And I don't know her music well enough to know how she has changed in the 10 to 15 years that she's been around. But you think of artists like Madonna, and I'm mm-hmm. not a big Madonna fan, but that woman certainly was nothing if not successful at reinventing herself.
That's right.
Several times over. And I think Pink has done the same thing. And certainly Lady Gaga
That's right.
Has completely reinvented herself, and she's just remarkable. You know, they're just really remarkably talented women.
You know, and the one thing, you hit it right on the head. I said they're incredible at reinventing, retooling, and moving with the times.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and because there's such an age difference between, you know, those ladies, when you talk about your Jennifer Lopez, your Madonnas, your Pink, you know, even when you talk about even your Reba McEntires and your Carrie Underwoods, no matter what the genre is, there's a gap there with, you know, the more seasoned, the veteran music and entertainer than, you know, with the younger crowd like a Taylor Swift. You know, she's not 10 or 12, but she's significantly younger than that group. I cannot comment on it because I haven't seen it, but I know she's I won't say the star, but she's in a movie that just came out, Amsterdam. And I'm actually dying to see it, but I can't find where to see it. But I've been told it's got good ratings. And, you know, I'm not one to listen to the Rotten Tomatoes and a lot of the critics out there in that space.
Right.
Because I do. I'm having no qualms about it. I like a good B movie every now and again.
Sometimes those are the best.
Those, yes.
You can have some of the best laughs at a really bad B movie.
That's right. I tell people all the time, I said, what good does it do me to walk around with all the best looking friends? I need to have some B-level friends too that I can hang out with. So I can, you know, not only feel better about myself, I think I'm in that B crowd. I said, but you know what? You know, you have to have a little bit of everything.
Yeah. You know, I have to have some things to compare things to. And if we were all the same and we were all A's, how boring would life be?
Life would be mighty boring.
It
because
would.
You know what? I tell you, all the top companies, you see those great CEOs and all those people, those leaders, they're all the B and C students. They had fun while they were doing what they're doing. They learned more than everybody else. The A students, they are needed. They're necessary. I absolutely want an A surgeon working on me if I ever have to be in that position.
Right.
I don't know necessarily that I want the B and C surgeon that might have fallen asleep between a couple classes here to learn what's wrong with me. So, you know, there's a place for everybody in that space.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, we got a break coming up.
All right. Let's take it a break here. We'll be back. This is As Goes Wisconsin on Civic Media Network.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all of these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
2-1, mark. That was your 2-minute time check, stations.
Attention, stations on the network.
Our broadcast will begin in 1 minute from my mark. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 1 minute time check, stations.
Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is Badger Hockey.
Lifts and shoots and scores!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Badger Hockey is on the air.
A shot to stack success. That's what the Badgers have before them this weekend as they open a non-conference series with Lindenwood on home ice. Good evening from a snow-dusted coal center in downtown Madison. I'm Rob Vogel alongside, well, the human shovel, Ian Perrin. Ian, there's no history to talk about with these two programs as they meet for the first time, but that's just fine because right now the Badgers, well, they're focusing on themselves as they try to make it 3 wins in a row, so they have a little something more to be thankful about entering the holiday season.
Well, it's interesting for me is that the only person who has any familiarity with the Badger hockey program is their head coach, Rick Zombo, and he may very well be the most hated North Dakota player to ever come in here next to Kerry Eads.
Well, I was going to say, that's saying something. There's a couple of them on that list.
Next to Kerry Eads, he's the next guy in line, but one of the most intense, ferocious players that ever played at North Dakota, and the rivalry with Wisconsin is second to none. So he knows what's going on, but I kind of like the way he's built his team around for a first-year program.
They are in their first year in Division One, playing as an independent this year. In fact, they've already set the record for most wins for a team in its first year in Division One, playing as an independent. And they are coming off a series that they last played 2 weeks ago in which they swept Army on the road. So they've got some good vibes, as does this Badger team after a sweep last weekend against Long Island, including Saturday's victory in overtime thanks to a Zach Erdahl goal in the extra session. And so that's the key for the Badgers now, is stacking some successes and get some feel-good vibes going and playing the way you want to play before you get back into Big Ten play, because Michigan's staring at you when you come out of the chute to start the month of December.
Yeah, and I think Michigan in and of itself has some problems roster-wise. They're missing a few players, so could be to the Badgers' favor. But, again, build on springboard, whatever you want to call the two victories last weekend, and win them in dramatic style, put yourself into some pressure situations, and you ended up coming out the victor as a result of it. Hopefully those are all things that you can put in the back of your mind and use in the future. And to be honest with you, a very similar style team playing here with Lindenwood, in the sense that they're big, they block a lot of shots, they're aggressive. This team was built to play good defense from the top of the circles in and on their own net, and to score goals at the other end.
As these teams warm up down on the Bob Johnson Rink here inside the Kohl Center below us, getting ready for this first game, this series opener, the first ever meeting between these two programs, there's the challenge, you know, playing a team that you know is one of the best, like they'll face in a couple of weeks against Michigan or when Minnesota or even as North Dakota, as you mentioned, comes to town. Then there's the challenge of playing a team that Well, everybody pretty much expects that you will not only win, but should beat by a wide margin, as was the case last weekend against Long Island, and will be the case for many here again this weekend against Lindenwood. What is that challenge like as a player and as a coach to try to block out and focus on the here and now, and you can't worry about winning, I guess, by 7 or 8 goals?
As a player, I don't know if I ever got, quote-unquote, overconfident.
Sure.
I can't honestly say that, because I really didn't know much about anything, but... I didn't know much about the teams that we were playing and all the rest. By the time I was a senior, I knew who we were playing, and when you had to be your sharpest, and you could get away with stuff against lower echelon teams, I guess, that maybe you couldn't get away with against North Dakota or Minnesota Duluth in those days. But you got into a situation where I think the psyche or the mental preparation might be just as important as the physical preparation for a team like this, just in the sense that you've really got to turn it on and leave it on, because they've got nothing to lose and you've got everything to lose.
Teams continue to warm up down on the ice below us, getting ready for this series opener. And as the pregame show continues, we'll get more on Ian's thoughts on this matchup with Lindenwood. We'll check in what's going on in the Big Ten, because there is some conference play happening this weekend. In fact, one series is about to wrap up by about the time we have opening faceoff here tonight. There'll be a series in Ann Arbor that's already done, and a good one at that, between number 2s and 3 in the nation. We'll have the starting lineups for you here from the Kohl Center. Check in on the UW Health Injury Report as well. But up next, time to check in with the Badgers head coach Tony Granato. We'll do that in 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't, to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
I'm Naheem Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Snow likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 13, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 21. Cloudy skies expected. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 3 above. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Joined now by Badgers head coach Tony Granato on the pregame show as we count down towards faceoff in the series opener. The Badgers playing host to Lindenwood for the first time ever, these two teams meeting. And coach, the team coming into this weekend's series, coming off of two victories last weekend, and we talk about stacking successes and all those things. Is that what this portion of special schedule for the guys right now, really getting that mental confidence, getting some momentum and good vibes before you get back into Big Ten play? That's one of the most important facets of this part of the schedule?
Well, I think just the thing is to play the best that we can to gain confidence in who we are, and of course accumulating wins is important for, you know, for any team. So we're you know, last weekend it was a really competitive weekend. Like, a lot of teams look at that team and say, ah, you should have blown them out. That was a heck of a team on how they played, and our guys battled through some really tough situations in both games to find ways to win. So that was a positive. Lots of guys had really good performance. That was a positive. And yeah, we got two wins. So coming into this weekend, we just got to make sure we play the same way we did last year. We took care of our defensive zone. We didn't give them a lot of chances. Obviously, they were able to score a couple goals each night. For the most part, we played really sound defensively. And from that, we were able to play a lot in the offensive zone. You know, that team last week blocked 50 shots in a weekend. We got to be better at finding ways to get pucks, you know, past them. We got to slow down and you know, decide to step outside the shot blockers lane and maybe not get as hard of a shot to the net, but make sure more pucks get to the net. I thought we did a great job at the net front. A couple of the goals, Bantle was right in front, Stramel was right in front. So we're starting to, you know, become a team that can get to those areas. Now we just got to get more pucks to those areas.
A player that came up big for your team last weekend was Zach Erdahl, scored in both games, including the overtime game winner on Saturday. He's got a flair for the dramatic. He scored in the holiday tournament in the shootout to win it for your team last year. What do you see in his game? What can he tap into to even bring more to this team to help, maybe especially at the offensive end, because he's certainly got some offensive skills?
Yeah, one of the things that, you know, we haven't, you know, put him in a regular line consistently for game after game after game. So now that we got his line going with Mersch and Stang, you know, Stang scored. Mersch's been good. He's been contributing a little bit offensively and been hard to play against. That line's been really good on the forecheck. So the scoring for them, you know, will come with the work and then come with more consistent reps. So that's what we're going to try to do. We, you know, we got 7D dressed, you know, tonight, as opposed to the 13 forwards. That'll give us four regular lines to kind of get more flow for our forwards. And I think that last week, as we, the more we got to four lines, the more you saw that flow and consistent play out of the line, each line. So I think that that's really important for Erz, is to get regular shifts. He's got some confidence now that the puck went in for him a little bit last week. And that's kind of what all our guys are looking for, is to find a little bit of rhythm offensively, and, you know, to get goals, two from him last weekend, one from Stang last weekend, and that role that they're playing is big.
You mentioned seven defensemen in the lineup tonight. Understatement of the year to say that it's nice to have Carson Kuhlman's back in the lineup and what he brings to this team at both ends of the ice.
Yeah, offensively and the power play, you know, he's got a big shot. He scored a lot of goals last year as a freshman defenseman. This year, that puck hasn't gone in for him. So there's been a little bit of frustration in his game, you know, the week off and sitting back and watching last week and having a really strong week of practice, I think, you know, sets him up to be in a really good spot. We moved him a little bit on the power play and to be in a flanker, so he's on the side as opposed to the top. So he'll be able to get more shots and be able to pound some pucks to the net in that spot. So I'm looking forward to watching to see how he does in there.
We'll have more with the Badgers head coach in 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Hurry into Menards and save big money during the last 11% off in 2022. Add style and security with Schlage lock sets. Coordinate the look of your home's decor with complimenting finishes and styles. There's no more hiding keys under the doormat or losing track of copies with Schlage electronic locks. Menards carries over 50 styles of Schlage lock sets. All Schlage lock sets are 11% off. Good through November 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's Restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's Restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive four game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center, joined again by Badgers head coach Tony Granato on the pregame show. And coach, last weekend, two names that we saw stand out, Owen Lindmark and Jack Horbach, two guys who, whether it's penalty kill or on the line together, the faceoff dot for Lindmark, who does such a great job. What do you like about that combination and how they play off one another, especially on the penalty kill for your team?
Yeah, those two, from the first second we put them together, you could see that there was some chemistry and some complementary skills that they would work together well, and that's been the case. So they're both fearless players, and Horvath's got that crash and bang mentality, kind of like Roman Ashad. He's probably a little bit more under control. He's done a really good job of making sure that he hasn't taken a lot of penalties, but he's in the opponent's face all the time and under their skin. So he's added that to our lineup, and he scored. I mean, heck, he scored a heck of a shorthanded goal for us. So he's been a really big contributor in all aspects of the game for our team. I think he brings a lot of energy to our team, a little bit of physical presence. So those two together, and getting Lindy back healthy, which is really the first time in over a year, to get him some games and finally get into the flow of things, you can see how smart of a player he is and how effective he is, both on the PK and I think on the forecheck. I think if you look at that line too, they've started to establish themselves into being a force to be able to hopefully contribute a little bit more offensively as the season moves along.
For the second straight weekend, a brand new opponent. This weekend, it's Lindenwood, their first year in Division One. What have you seen from them? What do you expect from them to bring the ice in your matchup tonight?
Well, they got more offense. They get four guys with 10 points or more. So they got some guys that can play. They're very good on the power play. I think they're 25%. But they skate. They're going to get on the forecheck. They'll probably be a little bit more aggressively offensively than Long Island was last week. I think very similar in the D zone. They're going to collapse to the net. They're going to try to block a lot of shots, and they're going to rely on playing with a lot of courage. And just like Lindenwood, they're going to come in this building trying to make a name for their program by playing well here. So we got to expect their best. I think the mentality for us is we can't worry about who we're playing. We got to worry about how we play, no matter where we're at, no matter what's going on in the season. And I think that was a good sign for us last week, because I thought there was parts of that series that you could have easily gotten frustrated, and our guys were able to stay with it, find a way to grind through it and get two big wins. And we'll have to grind through it tonight and find a way to start this series on a positive note by establishing our forecheck again, offensive zone. We got to think grinding that team down in the offensive zone is going to be a big part of this series, and we'll have to get to that part early.
Thanks for the time. Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Badgers head coach Tony Granato. More on the pregame show in 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot.
miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
We all know to dial 911 to reach law enforcement and protective services. And now community information and referral can be reached with an easy-to-remember three-digit telephone number. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Who provides respite services in the community? They know. Where can you find your child a tutor or mentor? They know. Find the answers to these questions and more by dialing 211, the place to get connected and to get answers. Dial 211.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, "That's a surefire hit." Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week, I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple, yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR.
Back inside the Kohl Center as we count down towards face-off between the Badgers and Lindenwood. Rob Vogel alongside Ian Perrin inside the American Family Insurance broadcast booth here in the Kohl Center. Teams have completed their warm-ups. Time now to take a look at our UW Health Injury Report brought to you by UW Health. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And you heard Tony Granato on that pregame interview mention with a good bit of news for the Badgers. They get defenseman Corson Kuhlemans back in the lineup after he's missed the last three games. And Ian, even though he hasn't lit up the score sheet in the goal production department so far this season with just one tally, it's a big boost for the offense, and you would think for the power play as well, even though they're sliding him to a little different spot on the power play to help a team that certainly could use some goal scoring.
Do you remember his one goal? That was the first goal. He went top shelf from an acute angle, I think is what they say.
Yes.
But obtuse angle? I can't remember what it is. But anyway, it was a pretty, pretty goal. But the fact of the matter that he danced around about four different people before he took that shot in front of the maze, in front of the net, and then went top shelf, that's the type of stuff we've learned to expect from Corson. And you just get into a situation where, at least from my perspective, if he would put his brain in neutral every so often instead of trying to go 150 miles an hour on all offense, it would be great. But I would like to see him be a more rounded player and pick your spots.
Badgers will be without forward Ty Smolanek again this weekend for personal reasons. That is our UW Health Injury Report brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. One other health-related note, Ian. We're watching here as game two of the series between Minnesota and Michigan, number two and number three in the country. The Gophers won the opener last night, but Michigan is playing without six players who are out due to illness. They had to suit up their third-string goaltender as a forward this weekend. So it's going around. The health bug is certainly biting here in the Big Ten, whether it's flu or whatever, it's going around in different locker rooms.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where if it keeps happening, especially in the Big Ten, which we're most familiar with, we would get in a situation where for nine times out of ten, then you'd have to start worrying about proximity for fans and all the rest of that kind of stuff. Yeah. It makes it a pretty scary situation to be a hockey coach and then all of a sudden missing six players.
Yeah, nobody wants to have to go through all that stuff again, so we hope everybody stays healthy there and the Michigan players are able to return to the Wolverines lineup as soon as possible. The Badgers will see the Wolverines when they return to Big Ten play the first weekend in December. Our pregame show will continue here from the Kohl Center. We'll bring you the starting lineups and have our Odyssey Greek Yogurt opening face-off. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Inside the Kohl Center, we gear up for opening faceoff between the Badgers and Lindenwood in this series opener. We owe our stations across the Badger Radio Network 10 seconds for a legal ID. 10 seconds. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Time now for the starting lineups, brought to you as always by Quick Trip. And looking at the Badgers, Brock Caulfield will center that top line of Liam Malmquist and Matthew D. St. Paul. Matthew, who led the team last year with 10 goals, trying to get him going offensively, scored last week, and that ended a seven-game goal drought. Second line, Charlie Stramel, along with fellow freshman Cruz Lucius, they both had big goals last weekend against Long Island, and Jack Gorniak on the left wing on that line. Owen Lindmark on the faceoff dot with Jack Horbach and Carson Vantle. Vantle, one of those players, Ian, that the Badgers could use to get going. He has yet to score this season. He has certainly scored a few goals in his collegiate career, just hasn't done it yet this year.
Well, you're 12 games into the season, and you've got your main pivot man playing on the first unit of the power play in front of the net. I mean, I don't know if he's got just that bad of luck, but some of them should have either gone off his leg or his butt or something. Yeah. Something should have been in his favor.
Anything, he'll take an ugly one. Dominic Mersch centers the fourth line for the Badgers, along with Zach Erdahl, who had the overtime game winner last Saturday and then scored the opener on Friday night on the power play. Sam Stang, who got his first goal of the season, rounds out the lines of the forward combinations for the Badgers. Along the blue lines, it's Kuhlemans, Carson Kuhlemans, who returns for the Badgers, paired up with Ben Dexheimer, Tyson Jugnauth, Anthony Kerr, Daniel Lotch, and Mike Borlicki. Luke Lemaster, the seventh defenseman, and a little birdie told me down by the Badger locker room, somebody in the know, Tyson Jugnauth is going to score tonight. Mark that down, Ian.
Let's just hope he's not minus three when he scores a goal.
No, let's not go with that joke. Between the pipes, Kyle McClellan in there for the Badgers after Jared Moe got both victories last night. McClellan, his third start of the season. He's 0-2 on the year with a 3.55 goals against .868 save percentage. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by Quick Trip. Teams have returned to the ice. Introductions coming our way next. And then we'll get you going with the Odyssey Greek Yogurt opening faceoff. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Hi, everyone. Listen to my show, The Matt McNeil Show, weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. on the Shaw 101. 1 hour every weekday where we'll talk all sorts of things like politics, especially with what's going on this election season, plus a lot of other things, too. Parenting, the arts, religion, music, beer. If it matters to Wisconsin and Minnesota, we'll talk about it. Phone calls are welcome at 952-946-6205. For 1 hour each day, come see the train chimp, The Matt McNeil Show, with the aggressive progressive Matt McNeil, 3 p.m. weekday afternoons right here on the Shaw 101.